So please find a comfortable position, resting on your back, with your hands about 6 inches away from your sides, and your feet shoulder width apart. And then placing one or two hands over your heart or any other soothing place, doing this as a reminder to bring loving, connected presence to your body throughout this exercise. So feeling the warmth and gentle touch of your hands, taking 3 slow, relaxing breaths, and then return your arms to your sides if you like. In this meditation, we will bring warm-hearted attention to each part of the body in a variety of ways. Moving from one part to another, practicing how to be with each part of the body in a kind and compassionate way. We will be inclining our awareness toward the body with curiosity and tenderness. Perhaps you might incline toward a young child, as you might wish to incline toward a young child. And if you feel ease and well-being in a particular body part, you can invite or allow some gratitude to arise within you toward that part of your body. If you have judgments or unpleasant sensations regarding a body part, perhaps you can let your heart soften in sympathy for the struggle. Maybe also placing a hand on that part of your body as a gesture of compassion and support, and imagine warmth and kindness flowing through your hand and fingers into your body. And if any area of your body is difficult to stay with, feel free to move your attention to another body part for a while, especially a body part that is emotionally or physically neutral, perhaps the breath, allowing this exercise to be as comfortable as possible for you. So starting with the toes on your left foot, and beginning to notice if there are any sensations in your toes. Are your toes warm or cool, dry or moist? Just feeling the sensations in your toes. Ease, comfort, discomfort, or perhaps nothing at all. Just letting each sensation be just as it is. And if your toes feel good, perhaps giving your toes a wiggle and a smile of appreciation. Hello, toes. There you are. Then moving to the sole of your left foot. Can you detect any sensations there? Your feet have such a small surface area, and yet they hold up your entire body all day long. They work so hard. Feel free to send your left sole a bit of gratitude if that feels right. And if there's any discomfort, seeing if you can open to it in a tender way. Now sensing your whole foot. If your foot feels comfortable, you can also extend gratitude for the discomfort that you don't have. And if there is any discomfort, allowing that area to soften as if it were wrapped in a warm towel. If if you like, validate your discomfort with kind words, such as, oh, there's a little discomfort here. It's okay for now. That's just the way it is right now. Now, gradually moving your attention up your leg, one part at a time, noticing whatever body sensations are present, sending some gratitude if the part feels fine, and sending compassion if there's any discomfort. Moving slowly through the body, still focusing on your left side to your ankle, shin and calf, knee, and when you notice that your mind has wandered, as it always will, just returning to the sensations in the part of your body you were attending to. You might also wish to add some words of kindness or compassion, such as, may my knees be at ease, may they be well. And then returning your attention to the simple sensations in each body part. Allowing this entire process to be exploratory, even playful, gently working your way through your body. Moving on to your thigh and hip. And if you feel uneasy or judgmental about a particular body part, try putting a hand over your heart and gently breathing, imagining that kindness and compassion are flowing through your fingers into your body. Or if you feel ease, offer an inner smile of appreciation if that feels right to you. And now bringing loving awareness to your entire left leg, making room for whatever you may be sensing or feeling. And now moving on to the right leg, to your right toes. Welcoming your toes. Your right sole. Right foot. The ankle, shin and calf, and the right knee. And feeling free to skip any part of the body if too much physical or emotional discomfort arises. Now moving on to your thigh. The hip. The entire right leg. Noticing any areas of discomfort or of ease. Sending some gratitude towards your right leg, if you can. And now bringing your awareness to the back of your body, starting with your pelvic area, the strong bones that support your legs, and also the soft tissue in your pelvic area. Perhaps feeling your buttocks on the floor or on the chair. Large muscles that help you climb stairs and also allow you to sit softly and comfortably. And now your lower back. There's a lot of stress is stored in our lower backs. And if you notice any discomfort or tension, you might imagine your muscles relaxing, melting with tenderness. Also feel free to shift your posture a little if an adjustment will make you more comfortable. And then your upper back. And now moving your attention to the front of your body, to your abdomen. Your abdomen is a very complicated part of the body with many organs and body processes. And perhaps sending some gratitude to this part of the body. It's doing so much for you. And if you have judgments about your belly, see if you can say some words of kindness and acceptance. May you be happy. then moving up to your chest, the center of your breathing, also your heart center. This location is the source of love and compassion. Try to infuse your chest with awareness, appreciation, and acceptance. Perhaps putting a gentle hand on the center of your chest, allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling right now. Feel free to touch any part of the body as we're going along, even gently stroking that part. Whatever feels right to you. Continue to incline your awareness towards your body with the same quality of warmth you might have toward a young child. Feeling the sensations in your left shoulder. Left upper arm. Elbow. Bringing tender awareness to each part of your body. Your left lower arm. Wrist. Hand. Fingers. And feel free to wiggle your fingers if you like, savoring the sensations that arise when you move your fingers. And your hand is uniquely designed to hold and to handle fine objects. Your hand is very sensitive to touch. And now scanning your whole left arm and hand with loving and compassionate awareness. Appreciating what all those parts are doing for you. And moving to your right side, to your right shoulder, right upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, hand, fingers, the whole right arm and hand. And now proceeding with awareness toward the head, beginning with the neck. If you like touching your neck with your hand, and remembering how the neck supports your head throughout the day, how it is a conduit for blood to the brain and air to the body. Offering appreciation and kindness to your neck, either mentally or with physical touch. If your neck feels good, or sending compassion if there's any tension or discomfort in your neck. Finally, moving on to your head, beginning with the back of the head, the heart surface that protects your brain. If you like, gently touching the back of your hand with your back of your head with your hand, or simply touching it with loving awareness. And then your ears, those sensitive organs of perception that tell us so much about the world. If you're glad for the capacity to hear, seeing if you can allow appreciation to arise in your heart. And thank you, ears. Thank you for all the sounds. For receiving all those sounds. If you're worried about your hearing, perhaps putting a hand over your heart and giving yourself some compassion. And then offering the same loving or compassionate awareness to your other organs of perception, such as your eyes. They allow you to see so many things, so many colors, so many shapes and forms, so many objects. Your nose. Perhaps sending gratitude for all the smells and the air that's moving in and out of your nose. And your lips. And don't forget to recognize your cheeks, jaw, and chin for how they help you eat and speak. And finally, your forehead and the crown of your head and your strong skull that protects your brain. Your tender brain is comprised of billions of nerve cells that are communicating with each other all the time to help us make sense of this marvelous world that we live in. If you like, say thank you to your brain for working 24/7 on your behalf. When you have finished giving kind and compassionate attention to your whole body, try offering your body a final shower, head to toe, a shower of appreciation, compassion, and respect. Thank you, body, for all that you're doing for me. For all that you're holding. Thank you. So when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.